This is my favorite time with you. Watching as you wake up, the slow blinking, the way you rub your eyes, those little yawns that escape you, and the way you look, your hair all tousled, your body so relaxed, and that overnight growth of stubble that contours your jawline, so manly. You know, the first time I saw you was before you had stubble at all. You were 12, chubby, shy, and so desperately unhappy. School was tough for you back then, and that bully had pushed you just a little too far. You took those sleeping pills, drank that vodka, and laid down on your bed to die. That's where I came in. I was drawn to your despair. I drifted in and felt the waves of anguish and depression, coupled with the fear of the unknown. As you drew closer to death, I became clearer to you, and we started talking. The slower your heart rate, the shallower your breaths, the more real and tangible I became to you. You cried because you were frightened, and I stroked your cheek. You clung to my hand and begged me to stay with you. It was in that moment, as you passed out, that I fell in love with you. And I knew what I had to do. Gathering all of my will, I managed to manifest strongly enough to move your physical body and roll it off of your bed. The sound of you hitting the floor got your sister's attention, and she got you the help that you needed. I was so happy. Even as my strength left me and I faded out, I was so glad that I could be there for you. For weeks, I could hardly get around at all. I can't leave this apartment building anyhow, but when you were released a month later, I made sure I was there in your room, waiting. You could no longer see me, but I liked to think that you could sense me. You never spoke to me or told anyone about me, but maybe you remembered me in your dreams. As the years passed, you grew up and matured. You discovered girls and porn and masturbation. I was so embarrassed the first time I saw you looking at porn and rubbing your cock through your shorts. You were 14, and your parents had just gotten you a computer. So, of course, the first thing you did was look for dirty pictures. I watched you and read along over your shoulder. I learned what you liked and what kinds of things turned you on. I loved being up close when you had your cock in your hand. And focusing my will, I could do things to help. Watching how you reacted when I would press your perineum while you stroked the shaft. Learning that a little pressure on your balls could make you groan with pleasure. Finding that pressure and friction in and around your tight little asshole could make you gasp. And if I concentrated hard enough and timed it just right, I could rub the sensitive rim of your cockhead and make you come so hard for me. I don't know if you knew it was me or if you thought it was your muscles spasming or your imagination, but you used to jerk off 2 or 3 times a day. I loved having those intimate moments with you. And then you met your girlfriend. 2 years ago, when you were 16, you and that girl got together, and most of your sexual energy went towards making her come and making her happy. I admit, I was jealous. But then I put aside my jealousy and decided to make things better for you, because your happiness is what mattered. Whenever the two of you were here in your room, I would assist where I could, teasing her neck and collarbone while you were making out, stroking her nipples, making her arch her back, making her squirm for you, adding pressure and friction to her clit as you were fucking her, making her come so hard around your cock. When you fucked her from behind, I teased her little asshole, which made her clamp down on you and squeal with pleasure. You had no idea why she giggled that you were such a dirty boy afterwards. She often said that it was just better when you two had sex at your place, so you usually spent a lot of your time in your room, which I was just fine with. And even though you were having sex with your girl, you still found time to jerk off with me at least once a day, and I was always happy to help. That felt like our special time, just the two of us. I know it's kind of silly, but I was worried about losing what intimacy I had with you. But now you're 18. You're 1 year older than I was when I died. You're getting ready to move away to college and you're so excited, but I can't leave this building. Which means I would only get to see you when you came home to visit. I admit I'm sad thinking about it, and that's what caused me to put some thoughts into our future. And thinking more about what it would be like only seeing you a few times a year, maybe less? Well, I couldn't let that happen. So, I went ahead and I waited till you were in the shower, and then I used your phone to text your girlfriend, asking her to meet you up on the rooftop in the utility shed, promising her a fantastic view and a romantic afternoon. After deleting that message and her reply, I went to the rooftop to wait for her. Knocking her unconscious was as easy as pushing her down the stairs when she reached the top. I hope somebody finds her soon. Getting you down here was a little more difficult. I used her phone to send you a text, asking you to meet her for a sexy rendezvous. That she had heard about an abandoned boiler room in the building's sub-basement. A secret place where you two could get as noisy and as kinky as you wanted. I said that there was a secret fantasy that I wanted to explore with you. After you accepted, I deleted those messages and your replies from her phone. When you showed up in this little room with a blanket and a blindfold and a little bit of rope, I almost didn't have the heart to push that heavy toolbox down onto your head. But I did. You had your flashlight on your phone on to find your way here, so I was counting on that to drain the battery before you woke up. While you were sleeping, I shut the door and dropped the security bar on the outside back into place. I backtracked through all the doors you passed through, locking each one. It wouldn't do to have someone finding you too soon. Now I'm back and watching you wake up. Your phone had gone dark hours before, so the room is completely pitch black. You're confused and scared. I wish I could hold you and tell you it's going to be okay, but every time I try to manifest and hold your hand, you scream in fear. I guess I just need to wait for you to start to see me. Oh, and I'd forgotten about the rats. They like to come out and explore, but I'm pretty sure they won't hurt you. They're just curious. Once they get used to you, I'm sure they'll stop sniffing and nibbling at you. All that kicking and screaming at them is just going to wear you out. And all that yelling and banging on the door won't help, but you can't hear me. Well, you can't hear me yet. A little while longer, and we'll be together forever. Doesn't that sound great? I wonder how long it takes a person to die from starvation. When I died down here, I was choked to death by that stranger and buried under a layer of cement, so I have no idea. Well, after 6 years of waiting, I suppose waiting another week or two for you to die won't hurt. And then you'll be mine. Forever.